Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The DH, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jack Voigt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to third. One out. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sehgi is walked intentionally. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Devereaux scores. Sehgi moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Voigt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Lavalier moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lavalier scores. Guillen moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. One out. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hoyle's is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyle's takes first base on ball 4. David Seghy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seghy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Seghy strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier bunts towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to third. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Alan Mills now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Burks reaches second base with a double. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 0 for 1 in the game. Voit hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lavalier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-1, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hoyle's is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyle's hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Damon Buford now playing center field. Leo Gomez now playing third base. Tim Hewlett now playing shortstop. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, White Sox. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Lance Johnson. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lavalier hits a fly ball into right field. Voigt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Steve Sachs now playing right field. Ellis Burks now playing center field. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Anthony Telford now pitching. Craig Grybek pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grybek strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cora hits a line drive towards first. Seghi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Grybek now playing shortstop. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 0-for-2 in the game. Voit takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Telford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.